This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these backhands?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Oh, which way are the winds blowing today? We'll find out because we got a fascinating question coming through. Comment and question about my perspective on single-payer health care. Stand by. It's a great one, and I'm looking forward to responding. We got Heather Fraser scheduled for tonight, Vaccine Choice Canada. We're heading up to Canada soon for the Total Health Conference. And if you're concerned about peanut allergies or you're concerned about just being able to say no to vaccines without harassment from medical dunderheads who know less about vaccines than you do, particularly in Canada, you're going to want to stay tuned for Heather Fraser. Then, of course, Ty Bollinger goes outside the box with me as we're about to reveal the truth about vaccines. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355 for the next couple of hours on GCN, our home and broadcast syndication, and radio stations around the country and more. Super Don, you got your ears on, my friend?
My do.
Usually you have a good do.
Adieu.
I'm not going to bid you adieu. We just started the show. Good Lord.
They speak French in Canada. I was just paying homage to our French-speaking Canadians.
Mount Royal, or Montreal, as they say. Great place. If you've ever been to Montreal, it's like being in Europe on the North American continent.
Never been to Canada.
We need an excuse to go. Somebody invite us up to speak in Montreal. Will you? Okay, we want to go. All right. With that, let's open with the which way the winds are blowing stories, right? These are the things that you call them polls. Not the kind of poll that you can stick your tongue to in the winter and it freezes off, but a poll where they ask you questions. I got to ask you some questions. And this isn't like a Mark Dice poll, although it could work that way. But it's a question about, who should have the responsibility to make sure all Americans have health care coverage? According to the new Gen Forward poll, most young people say government should pay for health care. Percentage saying whether it is the responsibility of the federal government to make sure Americans have health coverage. Folks, hold on to your hats because they will be taken to pay for other people's health coverage after you listen to these statistics. If this is an accurate poll, I don't know. It's a Gen Forward poll on younger Americans, basically millennials. All right. Now, they subdivided them, as they always love to do in the Hegelian dialectic, into subcategories of racial division. African Americans, 79% of young African Americans say the government is responsible, should be responsible to make sure Americans have health coverage. Asian Americans, it's even higher, 80%. 8 out of every 10 Asian millennials says the government should make sure Americans have health coverage. 74% of Hispanics say that they believe the American government should have the responsibility to make sure Americans have health coverage. Only 59% of white folks believed it, which is still scary bad on all fronts for these young people. Millennials basically have given up on their birthright in self-care, in the health care of their choosing, in order that they'll have an artificial sense of security because a large behemoth, if I could say it that right. How do you say behemoth? Is that behemoth better or is behemoth?
Behemoth, yeah.
Behemoth?
Behemoth.
Yeah. I just like to say it funny sometimes. But a large behemoth can, you know, take care of you from afar better than you can take care of yourself in your own backyard. And of all adults, I don't why is this all adults? Did they ask people younger than 18? Is that why it says all adults was 67%?
Well, I guess, what is your definition of adult? This was people ages 18 to 30.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but they're all adults, so I don't know how they differentiated that last category.
Yeah, I don't know.
Unless they just
I think that may just
it.
Be the average. Once they
the
just
average
include everybody, it was 67%.
So, folks, kiss your health freedom goodbye. Kiss the Robert Scott Bell Show goodbye. All the things you love to learn about here will be gone in a generation or less based on what I'm seeing in this poll. Because when the federal government takes over health care lock, stock, and barrel, they will not tolerate dissent. They will not tolerate anyone like me talking about other options, other ways to heal, except that which they sanction and mandate. With what? Threat of penalty? Threat of jail time? Violating your freedom of speech, your freedom of religion? How far will this go? How far are you millennials willing to take this? And perhaps not only the millennials, but what about Robert Scott Bell Show listeners? I got questions about that. You got comments about that.
Hey, you guys!
Hey, I tell you what.
Hey, here's an idea.
Ow.
Hey, listen up, everybody. Excuse me.
I got something to say.
Got an email earlier today. Actually, I was really pleased with this email. Someone named John. He's from Astoria in Oregon. Was that near where you were, Superdon? Astoria? Where is Astoria?
That's farther north. Farther north? Coastal, more of the coast area.
Yeah, almost to Canada. Right, because Oregon borders on Canada. I mean,
correct.
Washington
yes.
basically is Canada. So, all right. Dear Robert, this comes from John, longtime listener of your show. I very much appreciate the information on health and nutrition. I often disagree with you politically, but value your viewpoint. You know, this is really, to me, the most happy part of this letter, is that he disagrees with me politically, but values the viewpoint. This is proof positive that we don't all have to agree politically to interact, to engage, to learn things from each other. And I appreciate that, John. I really do. And it almost reminds me of that Howard Stern movie, Private Parts, when Pig Vomit, remember? was saying, you know, he couldn't believe that people like to listen to this guy. But what about the people that hate him? Well, they ended up listening to him like three times longer. Now, I'm not saying that John hates me. That's not what he's saying. This is actually a very reasoned email, and I appreciate it. It says, one item I completely disagree is single-payer universal health care, he says. And here are five reasons to have single-payer health care. And so then he lists the five reasons. So I thought in the time we have, maybe we can try and move on through these five reasons and see if I can be a little bit more detailed in my response. Because I know I'm all about the principles of health, freedom, and healing liberty, but what does that mean really, right? When it comes down to a practical sense, it's sort of like, it's sort of nebulous, Robert. I'm not sure what I think about it, but I probably disagree because I want a single-payer system and you're against it. Right? I sense that. The disagreement is strong with this one. Number one on John's list, why we should have a single-payer health system. The U.S. is the only industrial country not to have a single-payer type system. John, God love you, but that's not a reason to have a single-payer type system.
We should not be trying to keep up with the Joneses, right?
No, everybody else got it. Little Johnny, little Susie, just because your friends have it, you don't get to have it. I know you want it, but, okay, again, I'm not saying you don't want that. That's not. I'm just saying that as a reason, not a good reason. All right, let's see if the second one's better. The U.S. is the only industrialized country to allow private insurance companies to manage our health care insurance system. Administrative costs for private insurance is roughly 25%. And, John, somehow you're claiming that Medicare and the VA are approximately 3% administrative costs. Now, I don't know the last time I had a military veteran on this program that was just up and down, ecstatic, excited, couldn't sit still because he was so happy about the VA medical system and what it offered him or her. But it is also interesting to note that it may not be as cheap as you say it is. According to a report by the Institute of Medicine not long ago, the U.S. system, as it exists today, has excessive administrative costs that in 2009 amounted to $190 billion, and that is more than it would cost to attain true universal health care in the United States. It already is outrageous. And I don't know where that 3% falls in line with the VA or how accurate that is, but I will grant you that any system that spends more on bureaucracy than actual health care is not a system you're going to want. But if you visit the National Health Service in England, the United Kingdom, I don't have a lot of people really ecstatic about that, and there are plenty of people in Canada that may be content a little bit until they need something special, and they got to wait and wait and wait and wait and wait. And so what do a lot of Americans do? Those that are of means, even with insurance, they find out something costs $25,000, they can go to India and get it for $5,000 or less. Another example about bureaucracy in a health care system that is not a health care system. Go in. I remember checking this out. Hospitals, how much will you charge for a birth, delivery, right? Having a baby. Oh, $12,000. Really? What if we pay cash? Oh, $3,000. Really? One quarter of the cost by eliminating the insurance system? So tell me that it's government run and that insurance system is not going to eat up that much cash. That is stretching credulity at that point. And I don't buy it. But again, I know you want it. I get that you want it. I respect even that you want it. I know it's nice to want things. Number three on the list from John, the number one cause of personal bankruptcy is medical bills. Again, it may be true. There may be some dispute there. I tend to agree with this, that a lot of people do go bankrupt due to medical bills. But once again, this is not a reason to have a single-payer system. It's just something we don't like to see, and your solution is a single-payer system. My solution is a little bit different. John says he recently heard Dr. Joel Wallach state that 80% of personal bankruptcies are tied to medical bills. Now, of course, I don't think Joel Wallach's argument is single-payer system. His argument is better nutrition, primarily. Last time I checked in with Doc Wallach.
Which I would like to add, you will not get with government insurance.
Oh, yeah, good point. You know, we're going to talk some more about this because I only got partway through number three. And I wanted to get through four and five, so we'll extend this as long as we need to today. We got Heather Fraser coming up from Vaccine Choice Canada and Ty Bollinger to go outside the box. We'll continue with John's question from Astoria, Oregon. And John, I'm not making fun of you at all. I respect that you believe and you want what you believe is right. I will talk to you a little bit more about my details next.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive, and as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fundamental questions of belief, philosophy, the role of government in your life. That's the question of the day, comment of the day we're starting with. And just following up on John, number three, I was moving through the medical bankruptcy issue. Again, this doesn't make me happy to hear that people are going bankrupt due to medical bills. That's not what I'm saying. I have a different perspective, different solution. He thinks single payer would eliminate the burden because there would be no deductible, no out-of-pocket costs. Families should not lose everything. Okay, fundamentally, I agree. I would not like to see families lose everything because of a sick child or family member. Okay, so we don't disagree on some basics here. But the idea of no deductible and no out-of-pocket cost is fantasy. It doesn't exist unless you're in a socialized system. Now, that's a fundamental position to be in opposition to a Republican form of government, not a socialized system where you force everybody to pony up and pool into the government, and the government doles out a little bit in whichever way it deems is correct. You might even agree with them, John. I might not, but I'd be screwed in a system like that. No choice. Freedom is lost. I value freedom and liberty. They might be kind of fundamental principles to me. They might be a fantasy to you, for instance. Oh, that's just, you know, a utopian vision, right? I get that. I know. People have these perspectives. They're different. We don't have to hate each other over it, and I don't. The U.S. spends over $2 trillion a year on military CIA operations. That's right. I'm in 100% agreement. We are all over the place unconstitutionally. We scale that back, and you can build infrastructure until the cows come home, and they won't come home. You'll still have more money left over based on the amount of money we're spending outside of America. Do I want that money to be spent on a single-payer healthcare system that's not a healthcare system? Not necessarily, no. But I do recognize that people in need could be tided over until we can transition. That was Ron Paul's position as well. And they said, oh, he's a cruel old man. He doesn't care for anybody. yet he was given free medical care to people who couldn't pay him. Don't tell me he didn't care. But, of course, he didn't care to use other people's money by theft to provide charity, which is not charity when it's done by a theft. Thou shalt not steal. Number five on the list, U.S. spends $3.6 billion to Israel. Okay, we could have a fundamental philosophical debate on foreign entanglements and foreign policy support for Israel or whatever other country, because we probably give more money to all of the Arab nations than we do to Israel if you combine them all. But still, you could have an argument to say, hey, we'd be better served spending our money back home, but $3.6 billion hardly make a dent in it. And that's not me arguing to say we shouldn't look at foreign policy. That's not it. So John says he hears my view against this single payer quite often, but no specific details other than freedom and liberty. Generalized rhetoric doesn't solve this enormous problem. Thank you for your time. All the best. John, I agree. Generalized rhetoric doesn't solve the enormous problem. The enormous problem is solved not by general rhetoric, nor is it solved by general coverage via single-payer systems. Because as you know, the things that you like about this show, the things that I talk about, the freedom to choose natural supplements, substances, homeopathics, herbs, or doctors that are not allopathic or licensed, goes bye-bye in a single-payer system. Now, you might be able to argue with me that Switzerland does cover some holistic therapy, some homeopathic medicine, and that is true. But it's still a fundamental philosophy difference that I don't want to give up any of my freedom to a federal bureaucracy to tell me how to spend it even homeopathically. Because it's likely they're not going to do it the way I would do it because I know better than them. But what about all those people who don't? I don't think they're better off listening to other people who don't. I think they're better off, as we have done throughout history, in small groups, if you want to call them tribes, communities, that we meet the needs of our community locally, and that starts with organic non-GMO food. You're poisoning the population of America and the people of planet Earth via multinational corporations, guess what? Subsidized by that same bureaucratic government that you want to run your healthcare system, that will mandate vaccinations, that will mandate chemotherapy, radiation, or surgery in a single-payer system even stronger than they do now, because guess who lobbies the special place, the special privilege, the monopoly standard? As it was in 1910 with the Flexner Report, corporate raiders, corporatists like Rockefeller and Carnegie said, you know what? If we have a large centralized bureaucracy, we can control the world. We can at least control America. And ever since then, the fight has been on to take away freedom from the people to where they don't even recognize freedom. And they're frightened of freedom because they think it will lead to their bankruptcy. But the freedom to know the things we know on the Robert Scott Bell Show means you don't end up dealing with cancer in the same way, much less have cancer. Although you might say, what about if you get hit by a bus? Well, that's catastrophic coverage, and that is legitimate, and that is affordable to everybody in a system that allows the freedom to choose it. I'll have more to talk about, John. Don't get me wrong. There's more to do.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Betterway Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Betterway Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Betterway Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're going to Canada. If they let me in, we'll see. Total Health is coming up April 21st, 22nd, 23rd of this month in Toronto. And we had just such a great time last year. Warm-hearted people in a cool climate. And I loved them. And we had a great time. They've invited us back. Ty Bollinger will be there. Paul Barrichello is going to be there. The Doc of Detox, of course, he's up in Canada already. He's traveling over from Vancouver, and I'm looking forward to seeing him as well. I'm also looking forward to see Heather Fraser, who I believe we met last year from Vaccine Choice Canada, and she's doing incredible work there on the peanut allergy epidemic as well. And she's got an update to her book as well that RFK Jr. is writing a foreword to, which is awesome. But Heather, we were having a great discussion, at least I felt it was, off the air before you get warmed up, because I'm talking about fundamental principles of liberty and choice and freedom and healthcare. And, of course, the American system, we're screwed up here big time. And most young people say, I want a single-payer system. You're in Canada. It's had a single-payer system for a long time. And I'm not here to change the Canadian system. I'm here to speak up for freedom and my concerns about mandating participation in the allopathic monopoly, which I know you're not a big fan of allopathic medicine either.
Well, it has its place. All medicines, all modes of healing have their place at the right time. As you were saying, if someone's hit by a bus,
mm-hmm.
you're going to go to a physician who knows how to set your bones and whatnot. So, here in Canada, I guess a fundamental difference might be that when I pay my taxes and I know they're going towards the payment of hospital staff and doctors, that if someone's not able to afford that at all, that is paid for by myself, by Canadians through our taxes, and we're very proud of that. I am aware of the iatrogenic problems and issues, vaccination being one of them, causing chronic illnesses in children, for example, and we do pay for that as well through our taxes, vaccinations.
Heather, that would bug me to no end. And, because I'm so darn passionate about this issue that the first thing they do to these kids is send them into chronic disease, which then is mandated participation in the medical monopoly, because these people don't know. As you said, we talked off the air about this. Most people don't know what you know or I know about holistic health care. You're not spending your tax, you're not getting your tax dollars back on medicine because you're not using their medicine. I get that. But again, for me, that to establish and set up a system that drives people in the arms of the pharmaceutical industrial complex, whether it's single payer, multi-payer, or individual payer, that's where that's what I keep getting stuck on going, you know what? If we have the freedom to choose all kinds of healing and it competes in the marketplace, there would be genuine price reduction, accessibility, and charity that would be allowed back in. But since the Flexner Report of 1910, most of North America, particularly the United States, has just gone a different route, and of course it's a disaster. And that's why I believe so many people are clamoring for single payer.
I think it is very unfortunate. Of course, we know how many children have been injured by the vaccinations. The extent of it is not acknowledged or even researched at all by the government here. But I think what might be driving actually a resurgence of homeopathy and naturopathy, unfortunately, are the illnesses of these children. The mums having reached a wall with the medical establishment are looking for answers and they're finding them elsewhere. We certainly did to a degree. We moved. My son was vaccine injured. He's got peanut allergy, anaphylaxis, allergy to multiple substances. And we've looked outside the medical system to traditional Chinese medicine, for example, for herbal remedies that are 2,000 years old to try and help us. And they have had an impact. So although there are so many treatments out there now, and that's part of my book, it's a new chapter there where I review the history of treatments for allergy over the many years, and there are so many now that are coming online. The FDA is fast tracking Aimmune, for example, which is an oral immunotherapy, and they're packaging and making it into pills so they can mass produce it and make a great deal of money, of course. And that's the system.
Heather, your book,
capitalism.
Your book, Peanut Allergy Epidemic, and then we have it linked up in the show notes, peanutallergyepidemic.com. Also, vaccinechoicecanada.com is there, and, of course, your personal website, heatherfraser.org. We're going to see you, and you're going to be presenting at Total Health on this issue, on the vaccine issue, the peanut allergy issue?
Yes, I'll be presenting. We've got some problems here in Canada with regards to vaccination legislation. In Ontario, there isn't a lot of legislation in the provinces or territories. In Ontario, though, we've had it since the 1980s, but there's an amendment there where you can be exempted. You fill out a form as a parent, and your child does not have to be vaccinated to attend school. So currently, vaccination is not mandatory anywhere in the country, but they're about to pass another amendment that would force parents who want that exemption form to sit through an education session, which is essentially meant to indoctrinate them into or scare them into, we don't know what content's going to be, into vaccinating their children.
They're going to be intimidated by people who know less about vaccines than the parents who have done their homework. This is, outrageous is an understatement. But again, this is why I have a fundamental problem with turning over any power to the government to tell us what we can do with our bodies. And again, there's a discord in the universe, if you will, when we say we're okay with this, even though it goes to things that hurt people because it might help someone. I fundamentally believe in the first do no harm principle, which is, basically disassembled from the word go in the allopathic system, with vaccines, as you know. And I don't want to see these kids hurt. Do they cover in Canada intravenous chelation therapy for kids that have been injured by vaccines to pull out mercury and other heavy metals?
Oh, I'm not sure about that. I suspect not. It would be very traditional types of things that are covered. Medicines, of course. I mean, if you go and you need an antibiotic, for example, that's not covered. Your EpiPen, your emergency, that's not covered. A lot of the remedies are not.
Mm-hmm.
That's separate. They are very well regulated, however. The EpiPen in the United States, there was a big outcry in August, I guess it was. Two EpiPens, $600 in the U.S. Here, we've had the same price of about $120 per unit. So we're very well regulated in the United States. There doesn't seem to be that kind of oversight. It's the market sets the price, and if there's no one to compete with you, you can increase your price to whatever you want, unfortunately.
Well, and that's the problem with the market. It's not a market. As I said, we have a monopoly for medicine in America, and there is no competition with herbs and homeopathics and natural remedies. They are, in fact, that they exist at all is a testament to the fact that people say, you know what, I don't care what you do, government, I want my stuff, right? But there's an ongoing battle because the government is purchased by forces. And this is true, whether it be FDA and Health Canada. I've seen the battles up there on that front as well. But where we align, Heather, of course, is helping these kids. I don't want to see them injured to begin with. So this is alarming to me that they would try and force another amendment that would make you sit through an indoctrination or fear-mongering session with a government-sanctioned health care person of some kind to make sure that you really don't want a shot, for instance.
Yeah, it's been quite a turn, and I'm not entirely sure what sparked it about a year ago when we were alerted to these changes, but the Canadian Medical Association here has been edging towards this for a long time, and just in August of 2016, they passed a resolution to lobby the government for mandatory vaccination, and that did pass, but it passed by, 51%. So there are a lot of doctors out there who do not want mandatory, that they think it's a bad idea for various reasons, but we seem to be very much moving that direction, just as California did. They started with education sessions, I believe, about 5 years ago or so.
Yep, AB 2109 started that,
Yeah, and they slid right into mandatory, and now they're looking at adult vaccinations. They're targeting adults now.
Right.
There was that, I believe it was Healthy People 2020. Every decade, we've got that organization that, or group of organizations that puts, sets goals for every 10 years, and we seem to have echoed that here with something called Immunization 2020, which is a document our Ministry of Health in Ontario has put together, where they're approving vaccinators, various types of people who may not be exactly, I don't know, health professionals, but they'll be trained in some way, but to send them out like a little army into the workplaces, into the seniors' homes. They're already in the schools, but there's going to be more education in the schools about vaccination, et cetera, et cetera. And it's just...
Well, Heather, it's fear-mongering, certainly, but the more Canadians send money to a central bureaucracy, the more they will have the power to do this and more. And that's why I have concern for my neighbors in the north. I'm not here to intrude on the belief system in how to do health care, just my concern that it's been captured, just as it has in the United States, by not only corporate forces but global forces, because this is not coming from a local Toronto medical doctor or government group getting together and thinking this stuff up. This is coming from the United Nations, the World Health Organization. Even the CDC can trading back and forth this kind of information to say, we need to do this 10, 20 years down the road. Again, this is the concern. When you turn your body over to the government, that right at the get-go says, I don't own me. I don't own my children. Yeah. They belong to the government, and I have fundamental opposition to that concept.
No, I absolutely agree with you. And in the words Vaccine Choice Canada, we are attempting to retain choice here over one's decision to, it's a medical procedure of vaccination. So one should have the right to be able to say no. And we do believe that that's true. But the government, as you were saying, the government and these other forces are pressuring mothers. It is fathers too, but the primary health care providers are mothers. So there's a strong misogynistic tone to this, where they're pressuring moms who want to get along. They want things to be nice. That's the nature of being kind of a mom, I guess. But they have to fight back. And Backstreet
yes.
Boys Canada is a small board, but it's a growing group. So if there are Canadians out there who are passionate about this, as you are and I am, about maintaining that choice, the freedom to decide what or if anything is injected into your body, go to vaccinechoicecanada.com. Join, ask questions. We need support at this time if we're going to fight back against these types of forces here and hold our ground, because it is shifting rapidly,
it
unfortunately.
Is. Yeah. Well, Heather, God bless you for what you're doing. You know I appreciate you, and I look forward to seeing you
Thank
get you,
you
back on the air. If they let me into your country, we'll have a good time.
I don't think there's any question about that.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I love, again, the warm hearts, and I stand with you Canadians for health freedom in that realm for sure, no matter what. And we'll get Heather back on. Check VaccineChoiceCanada.com. Our Canadian listeners, if you don't know about them, support them, become part of them, so that you'll have that right to say no and refuse these interventions that can drive your child into illness, even death, which we've covered here over the years. Heather, thanks so much. I'll see you in a couple of weeks, okay?
See you soon.
All right, back with more Powerful Healing. Ty Bollinger as well after the break.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, stimulated into discussions of socialized medicine today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Of course, single payer is a code word for socialized medicine. Socialism, still sort of a bad word, although not such a bad word in America anymore. I mean, heck, Bernie Sanders would have beaten Hillary Clinton in a fair election. I don't know how it would have turned out against Trump, but as we learned, 67% of young people want socialized medicine in America. Had a great discussion with Heather Frazier last segment about the Canadian system a little bit, but our you know, common ideals in regards to protecting children from government intrusion when it comes to vaccine mandates, for instance. Now, Superdon, does the Philippines have socialized medicine? Can you check that out? Are they free market medicine?
That's a good question.
Yeah, because I just saw this, and thanks for sending it to me. I really didn't want to see this, but there's a billboard in the Philippines that's advertising a particular medical procedure for $1,400-something, which translates to $28. They claim it's painless, and to prove it, they have a picture of Wolverine on the billboard.
Wolverine, that's
with
cool.
With his adamantium razor blade sticking out
now,
of his thing.
Now, let's think about this for a second. If you were some kind of a health care clinic or something like that, and you were going to use Wolverine on your billboard to advertise for a service that your clinic provides, what would you think would be what they would be advertising for?
I'm hoping it's just a haircut, honestly.
Haircut would be good, right?
Maybe a pedicure and a manicure with those tips.
Shaving, maybe, right?
Shaving, perhaps. But please, don't go where I think this is going. It's going there, isn't it?
This is for real. Yes.
Oh, my gosh. This Philippine clinic is using the Wolverine to advertise its circumcision package. It's only $28, folks, but that's a lot for a Filipino.
The
economies of scale. But is it socialized? I mean, do you want your money being spent on Wolverine-style circumcisions? And at what age group? Because they're obviously not advertising this to little babies. They're not old enough to see the movie yet. So, I mean, really, is this a natural thing for a Filipino man to get a circumcision?
You know, a circumcision is something that, it almost rhymes with precision, and that what you're hoping for, I'm guessing, when that particular thing is happening. I don't think Wolverine would be the first choice.
I don't feel comfortable talking about this a second longer, Superdon, so bear with me. If you guys,
by the way, you asked about the Philippines healthcare system. Yeah. They do have a universal healthcare system called PhilHealth.
PhilHealth, and they're going to unfill you with a little Wolverine action on your tallywhacker. Be careful, folks, in the Philippines when you see this billboard run. All right. Well, on to this, you know, the socialized medicine issue. There's a lot more to discuss than I can even do in one show, probably 10 shows, because there's so much confusion about this issue. You know, when I say fundamentally on principle, I don't believe in socialized medicine. I don't believe in a single-payer system. Part of the examples Heather gave to us, even though she felt good as a Canadian supporting that system that she didn't use, she felt good. Okay, that's great that you feel good, but I want people to think in America with their heads, is it a good thing to mandate participation in the third, second, or first leading cause of death? You acknowledge that they mandate vaccines, or they attempt to. And then treatment for cancer, they mandate things that are likely to kill you, then cure you. And that's all covered in a socialized system. We talk about the system in Canada, single payer, where she's not, you know, if she wants to get homeopathy and naturopathy, she has to pay out of pocket, which was my argument. But even if they did cover homeopathy and naturopathy, I'm still fundamentally opposed to socialized medicine, single payer, because it would screw it royally. It would ruin it, because the way I do homeopathy would likely be different than the way the government says homeopathy has to be done. Naturopathy, anything. Look wherever the Flexner Report has impacted on a medical system. Osteopathic medicine has been destroyed by modern medicine by the Flexner Report, because they got the DOs, got absorbed as MDs. Now, I'm not saying there aren't any good DOs that honor their traditions. I'm saying as a system. The system has also destroyed a lot of the integrity of chiropractic, becoming licensed, sanctioned, covered by insurance. Now it's third-party dictated. Those dumb, dunderheaded medical people are saying what you can and can't do as a chiropractor. Oh, it's for back pain and headaches. No, it's for a hell of a lot more than that. But they can't say it because the government now covers it. You want to destroy health care, real health care, have the government pay for it. And that's a misnomer, because it's really you pay for it, whether you use it or not. And guess what? Once they harm you, the same people that harmed you in that system, third, second, or first leading cause of death, are the same people that come to your rescue with more toxic medicines, from antibiotics to chemo, chemo to antibiotics, which is really the same, and a lot in between, to suppress your, well, your symptoms, but not heal you. That allopathic system is not designed for healing, only for putting you back together when you fall off the wall, Humpty Dumpty. All right, folks, the power to heal is yours. Back after the news.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help, so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.